A well-manicured hand places the needle of a turntable down on a record. Charlie, an attractive blonde with brown eyes, wears a white blouse and a black skirt. She presses the plunger on an ornate coffee press and pours into a glass cup. She hangs a blue and white ornament from a tree branch. Christmas in Toyland. She places the coffee down and takes a seat at the desk. She leafs through the pages of some pencil sketches, a teddy bear, an airplane. She grabs a homemade ornament, takes her pencil, and finishes the sketch of a toy soldier. She holds up the piece and examines her work. She grabs a Sharpie and writes on the back, "To Mom," making the O a heart. She puts the cap back on the marker and gets up from the desk. She picks up her phone. Gertrude just called. Some emergency meeting? Charlie's concerned. She gets up, replies to the text, slips on her black high heels, fills her purse, throws it over her shoulder, grabs her jacket, keys, and phone. Exterior daytime aerial view of a snowy New York. Overlooking a pier on the Hudson River, One World Trade Center marks the cityscape. Christmas decorations scattered amongst the city, a large tree outside a Rockefeller place. Two Christmas trees stand either side of the elevator. Charlie gets in, presses the button. She holds the doors as they begin to close. Stephanie enters, who hands her a coffee. Stephanie's long black hair falls against her burgundy coat.
So, what are we thinking? Are we moving offices? Are they getting rid of the vending machines?
Okay, Steph, I don't think either of those are worthy of an emergency meeting.
Charlie looks at her watch.
I just wish they'd laid it out in an email instead of springing out.
Charlie looks over in surprise.
About a month ago, Gertrude asked me to pull all the sales reports for the past 3 years.
That's not that unusual, is it?
No, it's not that unusual, but the numbers were so bad.
The elevator doors open.
Well, how bad are we talking? Like, potential layoffs bad?
Maybe. I mean, she didn't say. Now I'm starting
to... The toy company space is decorated for Christmas.
Okay. Let's try
the girls enter Charlie's office. Her name is on the door.
With revenue down 18%?
Good point. Maybe David is going to grace us with an early retirement.
A bookcase of teddy bears sits on the back wall.
Are you
Charlie
kidding?
Removes her coat.
He hovers over that merchandise department like the Grinch trying to steal Christmas.
What's that now?
David steps into the doorway.
David!
He's a younger gentleman with light hair wearing a dark suit and blue shirt.
I was just headed to the meeting and I heard my name.
Speaking of the meeting, do you know what it's about?
David holds up a stack of folders. He exits down the hallway. Charlie is confused. Charlie and Steph enter the boardroom. Everyone's there but them.
Is that the board?
That's the board.
Gertrude, a tall, blonde, older woman, greets them. Charlie and Steph exchange a look. David sits at the table.
Strategy and marketing, David, our merchandising manager, Stephanie, and our lead data analyst, Charlie.
Gertrude wears a large necklace consisting of gold circles.
Let's get to work.
A projector sits at the end of the large table.
I know it's unusual for us to be springing a board meeting on you like this.
The girls take their seats.
I thought we would start.
Charlie looks at Steph, alarmed.
Sales reports that you worked up for me.
Charlie nods in approval.
Yes, absolutely, I have them. So on screen, you can see a summary of our.
The projector displays a colorful graph that's descending.
We notice a fairly steady decline in revenues in most of our locations. However, we haven't gotten the results from our play structure strategy yet, so bear that in.
Gertrude is mildly amused. Steph chuckles.
Those numbers don't even look close to stabilizing.
That's true. However, we haven't seen the impact of holiday sales either.
David looks unsure.
Do we have time? That's the real question. Personally, I think that this is the moment to consider moving exclusively online. I've taken the liberty of putting together a transition plan. It would have all of our brick-and-mortar stores off of the payroll by...
David hands out his folders.
What? Is that something the board is actually considering?
Everything's on the table right now. Do you have the data for our online sales?
Yes, I do, and they are trending.
The oldest board member is surprised.
But I don't think closing our stores is a good idea. People don't know what they want until they have it in their hands.
Actually, we have an algorithm for that.
Algorithms need data to push trends. Our stores set them. I mean, that's our brand. If we close our stores, we're a wholesaler. Is that what the company wants?
Are you suggesting we ignore the fact that all our stores are hemorrhaging money?
Stephanie exhales deeply, as does Gertrude.
Well, not all. Actually,
David's confused.
This is store 24 in Jersey City. It's the only one on our roster that is
colored graphs are on the rise.
Increase in revenue.
I know this store. It's an outlier.
Or maybe we can learn something from them.
Oh, I know exactly what we can learn from
David,
them.
David, let's hear her out. Go on, Charlie.
Thank you. I'm just saying it's clear that this store is doing something different.
She gestures to the screen.
We exceeded our projections for the area the last 3 years in a row. We could go there, investigate their strategy, apply it to the rest of our stores.
Gertrude looks at the old board member who nods in approval.
Across North America, most of whom work in retail. I think we owe it to them to pursue every avenue before making such a big decision, especially this time of year.
She looks to Steph.
It's Christmas.
Who smiles warmly, nods.
Charlie, you go to store 24, report back what they're doing differently.
Me? Oh, I just analyzed data.
Right. But if you can correlate the sales to actual, tangible in-store efforts, then we have something to go on. If not, then perhaps David is right and
David smugly smirks.
I guess I will head there first thing in the morning then.
Perfect. See if you can wrap this up by Christmas Eve.
Oh, absolutely.
Good meeting everyone.
Steph is completely unsure. David taps his folders on the table as he stands. Charlie closes her laptop as she gets up from her chair.
Good luck in Jersey City.
Thank you.
Don't be surprised if it doesn't work out. We all know moving online is inevitable.
We'll just have to agree to disagree, won't we, David?
Yeah, and hope we all have
He drops papers into Charlie's hands.
Merry Christmas, Charlie.
David exits.
Merry Christmas.
The girls enter Charlie's office.
What just happened?
You knocked it out of the park, is what?
No, I have to tell Gertrude I can't do it. I'm supposed to visit my mom in Seattle for Christmas this year.
So? You get your research done before Christmas Eve? No problem.
What research, Steph? I don't even know
Charlie
where
I'm walks
going.
Out from behind her desk.
You'll figure it out. You always do.
But what if I don't? That's so many closed stores, so many people out of jobs.
She begins to pace.
Just focus on the little details. It's what you're good at, and it's what makes you so smart. It's what makes you a good toy designer, too.
She stops in her tracks and looks at Steph. Steph begins to open Charlie's sketchbook.
It's just a hobby.
For now.
Forever.
Look, once you
Charlie puts the sketchbook into her purse.
You'll be well positioned to pitch your toy line to Gertrude.
Steph, I love you, but when I say I have bigger fish to fry, I mean giant. Goliath.
She spins Steph around and walks her to the door.
Please let it go.
Fine. You win. This time.
I am going to start by emailing store's manager.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Charlie closes the door behind Stephanie. She falls with her back against the door, exasperated. Lincoln Tunnel, New Jersey. Traffic is jammed in the city streets, but flows well on the freeway. Aerial view of New York downtown. Stephanie exits from her SUV. She's parked outside of the Big Teddy Toy Company. She walks across the snowy pathway to the front doors, which are locked. She tugs relentlessly at the handles and knocks on the door. She takes a step back. A pair of well-decorated trees stand at either side of the entrance. She looks at her watch. She makes a call.
Hello, this is Charlie Sawyer from corporate. I'm outside the store and it seems to be locked. So as soon as you get this, please call me back. Hope everything's all right.
She examines the exterior of the building. She walks to the large front window and rubs it with her glove, trying to create a view.
Hi there.
Charlie is startled. An attractive dark-haired man in a green coat is shoveling the sidewalk.
I mean, you're a little early, but please, come on in. Marta can help you at the front desk.
Actually,
Grant grabs the keys from his pocket.
She'll probably have you help with one of those.
He unlocks the front door.
No, well, listen. We got plenty of good people inside, okay? They can help you out.
And holds it open for Charlie. He enters behind her. The open sign lights up.
All right, so
Grant takes off his green coat, revealing his red shirt.
Coffee's over there. And right next to it is the front desk.
The store is very well decorated for the season.
Marta?
Grant waves and points to the other employees.
Well-oiled machine, don't you, Marta?
Nah, we're a team. You must be one of the
Marta stocks the shelves. Grant hands Charlie some stock. The young dark-haired clerk Ryan holds up the phone.
Boss?
Someone from corporate. Anyone hear this?
Oh, what now?
Grant looks nervously around the store.
I blew over in the wind every time the door opened, so if you'll excuse me, I just gotta listen to this.
Oh, you don't have to listen to that.
Oh, yes, I do. If corporate calls and I don't respond, probably send somebody down here.
Ryan plays the message on the phone.
Hello, this is Charlie Sawyer from corporate.
Charlie slowly turns.
Outside the store, and it seems to be locked. So as soon as you get this, she's coming back. Hope everything's all right.
She begins to slowly tiptoe away.
Was that you on the...
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not a seasonal employee. I'm from the planning and analysis department, and corporate did send me here. We had a scheduled meeting at 9 a.m.
I wasn't aware of any meeting. Did I have a meeting?
Nope. I emailed you about it yesterday afternoon.
I don't check my messages after hours. So what exactly is this about?
Well, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but your store is our company's best performing location, and corporate is very interested to know what you do
different. Marta nods,
and
Ryan smiles.
If it can be replicated, we are going to apply it company-wide.
And how are you planning on doing that?
I would like to stay and observe for about a week or so.
It's Christmas. It's the busiest time of the year. Look, no offense, but we don't really have time to babysit anyone.
You will not have to babysit me. I promise I will be out of your hair. Fly on the wall, you won't even notice me.
Right.
Grant turns to walk away.
No, I...
Charlie stumbles into a display, causing red and green gift boxes to hit the floor. Ryan runs to the rescue. Grant grabs a reindeer doll.
Look, you seem like a really...
Charlie smiles and shrugs.
But I don't feel that this meeting is necessary, so I'm just gonna get back to it.
Grant turns to leave.
Yeah, it's not really up to you.
The staff looks in shock.
Or me. These orders are from the CEO herself. So, I'd like to start by looking at the numbers. Do you have an office?
Yeah. Right this
Grant
way.
Motions.
Around the boxes.
Nice to meet
Charlie
you.
Walks behind Marta carefully. And walks through the candy cane curtain. Grant steps through a green curtain into the back room. It's covered floor to ceiling with cardboard boxes. Grant rolls to his desk in his black leather chair.
Is that, you know, it's not a high rise with a view of the park. But...
No, it's fine. It's great. Thank you.
Well, if you need anything, I'll be at the
Grant front. Walks past. Charlie takes off her gloves.
Sorry, where's the computer?
What computer?
With the sales reports.
Grant grabs a company logoed legal box.
There you are.
And drops it on the desk.
By hand, and then Marta takes it home quarterly and logs it to corporate.
Why would you log it by hand?
Because computers crash and paper's reliable.
Yeah, okay, of course.
Okay.
Grant places a festive pencil holder on the desk.
That should set you up.
He smiles, nods, and turns, exiting through the green curtain. Charlie spins and turns in the chair. A shopping cart full of colorful balls sits behind her. She picks up a gold-framed photo off the desk of an older gentleman and a young boy opening a present. She places it back down. She stands, wipes her hands, and removes the lid from the box.
I got this, Charlie.
She starts pulling out the reports and placing them on the desk. There's papers, black file folders, orange file folders, blue file folders. Grant faces the staff for the morning meeting.
So I say we keep the line up short and the aisles clean.
He tosses a teddy in his hands and places it on a display. Emma, a young girl with red hair, arrives.
Good morning, Em.
She slaps down low. She wears a pink toque and a plaid jacket.
I'm going to catch my homework this morning, so my day is already looking up.
Her mom, Izzy, smiles.
Thanks for taking her. My vendor from Newark canceled her delivery on me last minute, so I've got to go.
She wears a white toque and green jacket.
Not at all. Finished a few things around the store, and then I'll take it.
Emma jumps in excitement.
I call you a saint, but that would mean admitting I'm the inferior sibling.
Grant squints. Izzy hugs Emma tightly.
Be good, okay?
And exits. The staff double-check stock.
So, you know that Santa house I'm building?
Emma joins Grant.
I'm trying to decide how many rims should go in.
They slowly walk the aisle.
Question. What'd you decide?
Well, I asked my teacher if Santa had any siblings. Because they don't need their own rooms, right?
You know what, I never thought of that, but that's a great question.
Grant stops and turns.
It's not in the literature.
Oh, it's not in the literature, huh?
Grant turns as Charlie exits from the back room. She holds a Christmas mug and a handful of folders. Grant sighs. Emma notices him looking. She sneaks a peek.
All right, what's up with you?
Grant smiles.
Don't you worry about it, okay? How about you go get some hot chocolate?
Really?
Yeah, really. But listen, only get like...
Emma grins, showing her dimples.
Save some for the rest of us.
Can't make any promises.
She quickly scurries away. Charlie approaches Marta.
You're right.
That's me.
I'm really sorry about earlier.
Don't even mention it. Are you finding everything you need back there? I know Grant's a little old school in the record-keeping department.
Yeah, no kidding. Actually, he mentioned that you might have some digital copies at home.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Marta stands at a long arch-shaped counter.
That would be wonderful.
Charlie leans in.
You're welcome.
Marta bats her eyelashes.
Try not to let Grant get to you. He can be stubborn as an ox, that one. But he comes by it honestly. He grew up helping his grandfather run a store, so he's got his own way of doing things.
Marta smiles warmly.
And you didn't hear it from me.
She leans in.
But if you're looking for a way to get on his good side, he loves the candy cane bark from the pale blue dock down the street.
Oh, great. Do they sell it by the truckload?
They share a laugh.
He'll come around, don't worry. He always does.
Thank you for the tip.
Charlie raises her festive mug in a cheers and walks away. Nightscape of New York City. The Christmas tree on the pier is lit all white. Interior of the store. Boxes are being tossed about. Charlie slowly approaches. She looks around the corner.
Here. Yeah, can't close up till you go home and didn't want anybody else to stay.
It's Grant, still working.
Right.
Charlie looks at her watch.
What are you doing?
Just readjusting these displays.
He grabs a wheeled box.
You're gonna wrap me out, right?
Hands it to Charlie.
You know, contrary to popular belief, just because I work at corporate doesn't mean I have all the display manuals memorized.
She looks through her red folder.
Sure you don't.
Grant takes the wheeled box and puts it in its new position. Charlie leafs through the folder.
Although, that's a lot lower than this picture.
Grant takes the folder and casually tosses it aside. He places two small children-sized stools by the window.
Please, join me.
Charlie looks at the stools. She slowly approaches, coat over her arms, purse over her shoulder. They take a seat. A row of teddy bears is lined up.
All these displays are focused on getting the wrong person's attention.
Charlie turns to Grant.
That's smart. I wonder if I could use that data and correlate it with increased sales.
Grant shakes his head.
I don't need the data to know that it works, and quite frankly, it's not about the business, it's about the kids.
Of course. But if I can't prove it with numbers.
Numbers, yeah.
Grant stands. Pushes the stool back.
I know we got off on the wrong foot, and it may not seem so, but I'm here to help.
Well, I mean, according to you, we don't really need any help.
Grant looks at his watch, which he's not wearing.
Been late, so probably tired.
Charlie nods, lightly turns, and walks away. Grant continues his display reorganization, tossing boxes from one spot to another. He puts his hands on his hips. Daytime exterior. A Christmas wreath is attached to a lamppost. Charlie walks down the street past the Christmas tree into the front door of the pale blue dot. She opens the door and enters.
Morning.
Izzy stands behind the counter.
Can I help you find something?
She wears blue jeans and a blouse.
I am looking for your infamous candy cane bark.
Ah, yes. How much do you need?
As much as you'll sell me.
Well, I usually reserve some for my brother Grant, but the rest is yours.
Your brother Grant?
Oh, yeah, he's addicted. Every year when the holiday treats roll around, he's over here buying in bulk. It's amazing he still has any teeth left in his...
Charlie smiles and chuckles.
Leviston?
Yeah. You know him?
Sort of. I work at Big Teddy Toy Company and head office sent me here to...
Charlie nervously removes her scarf.
Actually, so I won't bore you with
She fans herself down.
Look.
Emma holds the chimney of the house
and
finishes assembly.
This is my daughter, Emma. And this is
Charlie. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Charlie.
Emma smiles wide.
Uncle Grant. I'll be a minute.
Thank you so much.
Charlie taps her hands nervously.
You work with my Uncle G?
Charlie squirms slightly.
Kind of, sort of.
You're lucky. He's the best. He always lets me play.
She motions to the large display.
He taught me how to build the stuff without the instructions.
He did he? I'm noticing a trend.
Charlie approaches.
It's Santa's house.
Emma gives the presentation.
This is where Rudolph's gonna live. This will be Santa's room.
Right.
And this will be Sally Claus's room.
Sally Claus? Who's Sally Claus?
That's Santa's sister. Well, at least in my head.
Right.
They like to argue sometimes, but they mostly get along. And they laugh all the time.
You know, that's one of the most creative ideas I've ever heard.
Really? Because I can't find any toys like that. But I know I will. Besides, I still have some magic elf dust at home.
Magic elf dust?
What's magic elf dust?
My Uncle G gave it to me. It's kind of like pixie dust, but it's from elves, and it grants wishes.
Oh.
I know what you're thinking. I seem too mature to believe in that stuff. But every wish I've made has come true.
Charlie raises her brows in doubt.
Every wish?
Definitely. And not just for me. My mom uses it, too. Like when I was a baby, my mom wished to adopt me. Of all the little babies she could pick, she wanted...
Charlie smiles warmly.
And then that Christmas, we became each other's family.
Izzy approaches from behind.
Yeah, very cool. And you're still the best Christmas present ever.
Izzy squeezes Emma gently on the shoulder. She places the Christmas bark on the counter.
How much?
Charlie reaches into her purse.
Grant's a tough chestnut to crack.
Thank Charlie you, pulls out some cash and slaps it on the counter.
Thank you. Bye, Emma.
Bye.
Emma waves. Charlie throws the bag over her shoulder. Izzy smiles playfully. Exterior of the Big Teddy Toy Company. Charlie walks through the store and waves the box at Marta, who smiles and gives her a thumbs up and points to the back office. Charlie turns. She admires some of the additional decorations. She peeks through a red tinsel curtain. Grant is about to test ride the slide.
You know, the play structure is for the kids, right?
Really? Does it say that somewhere in the manual?
I guess we'll never know, since someone doesn't follow the manual.
Grant launches himself down the slide and steps out of the curtain.
You do that often?
Yeah, especially when I'm playing with the kids. Mark needs a good dusting.
He offers Charlie the slide mat.
No, thank you. I was thinking we could...
Grant tosses the mat onto the slide. She follows Grant.
Still in the numbers, huh?
Yeah, kind of my job.
He continues reorganizing.
Significant sales spikes that I think we can cross-reference with in-store activity, and from there I...
Grant turns his back.
No, I can't really do it without you, though.
You know what? Ryan actually needs my help on the floor, so...
Grant turns to go help Ryan.
Wait.
Charlie grabs the box of peppermint bark and presents it. Grant looks down, then he clues in.
Did you talk to my sister?
Charlie has an awkward moment.
No? I mean, yes, because I bought this from her, but Marta...
Charlie turns to Marta, who expresses guilt. Grant waves.
Unless you don't like it.
No, I do. You wouldn't happen to be poking around...
Grant steps forward.
Corporate, would you? I had to ask.
What? No. No, I'm just trying to find some common ground between us so that we could get at the bottom of
it. She points to the reports.
So you want to know how my store runs?
Yes, please.
Grant leads the way. Charlie turns, smiles. Grant dresses Charlie in one of the company aprons.
Sure.
Grant looks towards the front of the store.
It looks like this person could really use it.
Charlie pulls her hair from the back of the apron. Customer searches endlessly.
Customer service. I'm a data analyst.
Which is why you could use this perspective. Plus, I mean, wouldn't it be a shame if we didn't get to her within the allotted 2-minute greeting time as per the corporate manual?
Grant mocks her with a pretend manual. She pushes his hands away. Grant watches on as Charlie approaches the customer. She waves.
Hi. Welcome to Big Teddy Toy Company.
The dark-haired customer wears a sheepskin coat.
I'm just browsing. Thanks. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Charlie turns to Grant, unsure what to do. Grant encourages her.
Oh, those are cute. Yeah.
She looks back at Grant again.
Oh, you know, this toy right here?
The customer is not interested.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Grant watches on.
In the 7 to 10 age range, up 6% from last year, which I know doesn't sound like a lot.
Thank you.
The customer blows her off and leaves. Charlie scratches her head and looks back at Grant.
And if you need anything else, just... I'll be right over there. Okay. Cool.
Charlie nods and awkwardly walks back to Grant.
And
that was awful. I majored in math and fine arts, okay? Do either of those things scream extrovert to you?
No.
Grant stands beside Charlie.
I'll get this next one.
He points to a grandmother and granddaughter that just enters.
Yep. Doesn't have to be so data-driven. Right? It's a toy store. Just act like a kid.
Grant approaches the customers. Charlie watches on.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, hi.
It's a cold one out there.
Grandma wears a red hat and a gray scarf.
Hey, if you guys need to warm up, I've got some hot chocolate.
He points to the beverage counter.
Thank you. That's very nice.
Not a problem. Can I help you find anything today?
Well, we're here to pick out a gift for her older sister.
I get to give
the little girl has a long braid and wears a pink
how old
too.
Is your older sister?
She's 9. 9?
That's awesome. Hey, you know what?
He grabs 2 of the white bears from the shelf.
Stuffies like this high. You think she'd like those?
I don't know.
No? Okay.
Charlie smiles warmly.
All right. How about this? Excuse me.
Grant grabs a scooter.
This here. It's our latest scooter. It's got lights.
Charlie rolls her eyes slightly and smiles.
Can you hear that?
I don't think so.
Grandma smiles and laughs.
My niece, she's 9. She has this.
He points to a large coloring set.
What do you think of that?
The little girl approaches. She nods in approval. Grandma notices the price tag.
Let me see.
Grant grabs the kit and takes a look.
See that sticker right there? I mean, Santa Claus came in here and said that was 50%.
The little girl looks at Grandma, surprised.
That work?
Oh, yes, it does.
The little girl shakes her fists in excitement.
Okay. All right, well, you take that. We're going to go over here, and Ryan's going to help you.
Thanks so much.
The little girl slowly walks to the counter and places the coloring set down. Ryan notices the revised price and approaches Grant.
I don't think this one's on sale. Just use my employee discount.
Charlie absorbs the moment. The open sign goes dark outside the store. The front door opens. Grant, Charlie, and Marta exit. Grant leaves. Marta locks up.
He's going to the Christmas market down the corner.
Marta nods and taps Charlie on the shoulder. Marta locks the front door. Various vendors and shoppers at the Christmas market. Grant grabs a hot chocolate.
Make that two, please. So, employee discount, huh?
Well, the situation calls for it. You gonna tell the big boss?
They walk together, cups in hand.
I was actually gonna say that that was really nice of you. We didn't have a lot of money growing up, but I loved all that art stuff, and those kits would have been right
up. They stroll past the booths.
Anyway, I was thinking tomorrow we could finally tackle those spreadsheets.
Grant's silent, then looks down.
You know what can do? Got story time.
Walks ahead a few steps.
Story time?
Then turns back.
Yeah, story time. It's just this thing that we do with the kids. Look, I know it's not in the policy handbook, okay, but we have the space and the kids love it, so.
Am I giving off some kind of corporate tyrant vibe or am I missing?
She emphasizes with her hands. Grant smiles.
I just know how this goes.
Grant turns and walks away.
I don't really know how what goes exactly.
Well, they send you in here to stick your nose in our business.
Grant slowly backs up.
Find a way to cut overhead costs, so you fire a bunch of people and put in self-help kiosks. How am I doing?
Charlie shakes her head.
That's not what I'm doing.
No?
No.
Look, these are
Grant steps closer.
My friends. My family.
I understand. I'm really, really trying to help you.
Really?
Yes, really.
You gonna make us get rid of the Coco stands?
No.
You're gonna stop our events?
No.
You're gonna make us use accounting software?
Well, maybe.
Do it.
Grant turns and walks away again.
I'm trying to save your store, Grant.
He stops. Slowly turns.
And every other big teddy toy company store while I'm at it.
What do you mean?
Head office is threatening to shut down every brick and mortar and move everything online.
No, that can't be right.
It is, actually. And I only have 6 days to figure out a solution, or you, me, all of your employees could be out of jobs. So please.
She reaches into her purse and presents the peppermint bark.
Take my bribe.
She holds the box, arm extended.
And let's start over.
Grant looks down at the box, raises his brow, and accepts.
I'll see you in the morning.
Charlie turns and walks away.
Charlie.
She stops and turns.
Thanks for telling me.
Charlie smiles, turns, and walks away. Daytime exterior of New York. Snow falls. Charlie sits at the desk in front of all the cardboard boxes, typing furiously at the computer.
Now, the North
Grant, dressed in an elf suit, reads from elf dust.
And they couldn't find their way back home.
Charlie approaches story time.
Look at this.
Grant displays the book to the children. Charlie smiles warmly and notices the customers are all smiling as well.
Pretty awesome, right? They work
Emma is also there,
sure they're all the little
and
girls,
a half dozen other children.
So,
the parents look on.
Christmas cheer. What's Christmas cheer look like? Show me.
Grant throws his arms up. The children all join in. Everyone laughs.
That's good.
Well, after Christmas Day, Santa got a letter from Mrs. Claus with a map.
What? That map showed him how to get back to the North Pole. Sweet. Okay, now what was Santa gonna do now? I mean, couldn't just abandon his new workshop, right? He needed someone to step in and help. So, from that day forward, I promised Santa that I would step in and I would help him run that special shop. It's just outside the city, right here. Now, before Santa left, he gave me something very special, okay? And I want to share that with all of you.
Grant places the book next to him. Emma hands him a small box.
This.
He undoes the latch and opens it up.
It's magic elf dust.
The green dust sits in gold velvet.
Give some elf dust to each one of you. And I have some very special instructions first, okay? So just hold your hands up.
He uses the small wooden scoop and pours some of the dust into the children's hands. Right. Emma brings the handful over to Charlie.
For me? Oh, thank you.
And pours some into her hand. Emma takes and leads her to the rest of the group. Grant dispenses the magic dust to the children. Charlie, led by Emma, approaches from behind. Grant shakes the small wooden scoop. Charlie steps back in between two of the parents.
I'm going to close our eyes. I'm going to count to three. Then you're going to make a wish.
The children all close their eyes.
Close your eyes.
Grant looks up at Charlie. She shakes her head. He nods, closes his eyes, and smiles. She rolls her eyes and obliges.
Three, 2, 1.
Everyone raises their hands to their mouths and blows the green dust into the air.
That sounded like it worked.
Charlie throws her head back in laughter.
Thank you all for coming today. That's the end of story time.
The parents all applaud.
There we go. All right, you can all run back to your parents. And listen, please drop your Santa letters in the big red box.
The kids grab their letters and stand up from their seats. Charlie
Hi.
Greets Izzy.
Charlie,
Emma notices their interaction.
How are you? Oh, we're good.
Good.
Grant's not giving you too much trouble, is he?
Well...
Grant reviews the book with a few of the children.
He's not barking nobody. Trust me.
I trust you. Hey, how's your Santa house coming? Did you find Sally Claus yet?
Not yet, but I keep wishing.
Well, we'll find one soon, honey. Anyway, we gotta get going. See you around, Charlie.
Yeah.
Emma waves.
Bye.
Izzy gently guides her by the shoulder.
Go easy on her, and you'll have the answer to me.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Grant smiles at Charlie.
Hello.
So what'd you think?
I think you hold a captive audience, I'll give you that.
Nothing to do with the costume?
Well, apparently it draws a crowd. Look at this place.
Oh, it's normal every time we have an event.
Do you have a second?
Yeah.
I want to show you something.
Charlie leads Grant to the back room.
Here
various colorful graphs.
What?
A countdown.
Charlie magically waves over the computer.
Thing, huh? You see these peaks? So originally I thought they correlated with flash sales or redesigning an end cap or something. But now I am willing to bet that all of these line up with some kind of special event you had.
Yeah, I think right here.
Grant points to the computer.
Painted pumpkins and whatnot.
Okay.
This is just before Halloween. We did trick-or-treating in the playroom. Whoever had a costume could participate.
Do you have some kind of official calendar I can use to cross-reference these numbers?
Nope.
Charlie nods.
Every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Everybody knows to show up for reading time. The rest is word of mouth.
Do you think that you could fill one out for me for the year?
The year?
To the best of your ability, of course. I need it to run statistical analyses before I present to the board.
Sounds fun, yeah. I'll see what I can do.
Great.
Charlie closes the computer and grabs it tightly in her arms.
Exactly what we need.
Grant nods, uncertain, and follows Charlie into the store.
I'm just going to zip back to the office, start on this, so by the time you send me the calendar, we will be off to the races.
She places her computer and purse on the counter.
Oh, unless you need me to stay here. I can totally stay here.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Grant pauses.
But to be honest,
He steps forward.
Just really trying to find out why you're working so hard to help us.
Charlie stuffs her computer into her purse.
And, you know, I don't want to see people lose their jobs and family suffer just because I didn't do my best to find a solution.
So, just looking for a solution.
Charlie shakes her head slightly, looks around at the staff.
Listen, when I was growing up, my mom had to work three jobs just to pay the rent. Retail during the day, waitressing at night, and housekeeping on the weekend. So, my entire childhood, I was just hanging out in a toy store. It's my favorite place to be.
Can't say I blame you.
I guess I really don't want to see them close.
Not the answer I was expecting.
Grant smirks and walks past.
Nice. Oh.
Charlie's surprised.
I'm sorry, what
were you... Grant walks behind the counter.
No, just, something...
He holds up the procedure manual.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
I didn't.
Charlie puts her purse over her shoulder.
Are you gonna tell me what's in the office?
She rests her hand on the counter.
Sugar. Salt. Flour.
Gonna have to ask Santa.
I'll get right on that.
Charlie walks away from the desk.
Works, you know.
Yeah, so I hear.
She grabs her gray coat.
Okay, I'll prove it to you.
And slips it on with her green scarf.
Okay. Pick me up at 8 a.m. But you have to send me that calendar tonight.
Grant stands behind the beverage counter. He turns to resume work.
Hey.
Grant turns back around.
Where are we going?
Santa's workshop.
No, Grant, seriously.
Seriously.
Charlie smiles, intrigued, turns and exits the store. Exterior, giant ornaments line the street. Big Teddy Toy Company calendar. Hey, Charlie, as promised, see calendar attached.
Who's Steve?
Steph surprises her from behind.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I just came to tell you the rumblings from the water cooler.
She leans against Charlie's desk.
More importantly, what are you doing smiling like that?
Charlie awkwardly stands.
What? Like a normal human being?
And she walks behind her desk.
I was thinking more like it's Christmas 1998 and you just opened up Spice World on VHS.
I just got an important document from the manager of the store. I think we're really on to something.
Mm-hmm. It sure looks like it.
Stop. Steph looks her up and down.
I just need to run a few more stats, and then I'm ready to present to the board.
About that.
What?
Gertrude held a closed-door meeting with the board today.
Uh-oh.
They're shutting down all the West Coast stores, Charlie.
What? I haven't finished my research, and Gertrude told me I had till Christmas Eve.
I'm so sorry. But David's been lobbying the board ever since you left, and...
David.
Charlie runs from her office. Steph sighs deeply.
All right, well, you have a good night.
David leaves the office, throwing a scarf around his neck.
David? Wait.
Charlie runs after him.
What news?
That you convinced the board to close all our West Coast stores?
I tried to tell you, moving online was inevitable.
But I am on the verge of a breakthrough, really. I need a few more days. If you could just please talk
Charlie,
to
Charlie, forgive
them.
Me for saying this, but have you ever considered you might be wasting everyone's time?
Excuse me?
What if the only thing that comes from this is our retail employees have less notice that they need to find a new job? If we tell them now, they can start looking, planning for a future, instead of living off these false hopes and empty promises.
I haven't promised anything.
Well, maybe that's because you know deep down this is a wild goose chase too.
Charlie stares at him blankly. David turns and leaves. Charlie stands silently beside the many presents under the tree. Aerial daytime view of the winter. A car crosses over a long bridge. Interior of Grant's car.
You okay? Seem a little off.
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah. Just, long night, way too much coffee.
Did you get those stats off to the board?
In progress, yeah.
You sure you're okay?
I am just curious about where we're headed. I mean, am I about to meet the big man himself?
They pull up to the Christmas store. An old red pickup sits out front. Christmas trees line the front entrance. Charlie exits the SUV.
Oh, is this your grandfather's store?
How did you know that?
Marta might have mentioned it.
Marta?
Uh-huh.
Yes. This was my grandfather's store. Man, myth, legend.
But it's still here. What happened?
Well, he died when I was 16, and he gave it to my dad, who didn't want to run it. He was a financial planner. So he closed it. Iz and I begged him not to sell it, which he didn't, thankfully. And here it is. Doors have been closed ever since.
That's really too bad.
You want to see inside?
Charlie nods. Grant pulls away the barn doors, revealing two French doors as the actual entrance. A snow globe sits on a counter. Sections look to be under mid-construction.
When's the last time you were in here?
It's been a while.
Grant reaches into the hole in the wall and flicks a switch. The store lights up. Charlie grabs the globe off the counter and winds it up. She places it back down. Grant smiles warmly. They step further into the store. Charlie examines a few Christmas items on the counter. She holds up a nutcracker. She grabs a snow globe with a snowman, turns it upside down. She smiles, places it back on the counter. Grant grabs two mason jars from a back shelf. He stops and admires Charlie. He smiles warmly. Charlie pulls back the curtain on an angel display. She walks slowly in her high heels across the wide plank floor.
Charlie!
She admires a wooden toy train on the counter. Charlie joins Grant at the back of the store. He removes a red tablecloth with white snowflakes from a wooden chest. He opens it, revealing the magic elf dust. He repositions the large elf doll and grabs one of the jars with a red ribbon.
I see. The source of the magical, mystical, mysterious elf dust.
What are you doing?
He hands Charlie a small mason jar.
Only a few more days until Christmas. We are fresh out of this stuff, so...
He pours from the large jar.
Gotta make those Christmas wishes come true somehow.
You know,
filling the smaller one.
Why does it feel like we're stealing from the Fountain of Youth or something?
You do believe there's a little bit of magic happening here.
Okay, I didn't say that.
You're thinking?
No, I'm not. I'm actually thinking, why doesn't he just make this himself? We could easily find out what's in it.
Nope, impossible. This stuff here is directly from the North Pole.
Charlie looks into the mason jar. She grabs the small wooden scoop. She holds it up to Grant's face.
You want me to taste it?
Why not?
No, it's for making wishes, not for tasting.
Well, I wish that you would taste it.
So you believe in wishing?
It could be powdered sugar. Like the candy from when we were kids, with the stick, then you just dip it in the... It's like sugar on sugar.
She darts it around his mouth like the game of aeroplane.
You can't tell me that you've never thought about at least tasting it.
30-year-old fan from Coney Island.
Charlie pours it back into the mason jar.
Give me that.
Puts the scoop down.
Doesn't mean it doesn't work.
Yeah, for kids.
And adults.
Mm-hmm.
Look, no harm in asking for what you want. That's a wish.
Is that why you run a toy store? So you can keep being a kid?
Look, just because you're an adult doesn't mean you have to abandon everything about being a kid.
Grant closes the chest. Charlie looks away and turns, guilty. She walks past part of the Christmas set. A large red display case sits at the counter.
Yeah.
Charlie notices a large ornate chair under a cloth.
Oh, you gotta see.
Grant walks over excitedly. He pulls the drop cloth from the red velvet chair, exposing all its intricacies.
Pretty cool, right? Yeah, my grandfather, he dressed up like Santa all the time.
Grant grabs the ornate high chair.
The kids. It would sit.
He places it down. Charlie puts her hand on his chest.
I remember.
She moves in and touches the chair.
And this would rise up to eye level. It was like seeing Santa on a roller coaster.
Charlie sits in Santa's chair.
Yeah. How old were you?
I was 6, maybe 7. My mom worked every Christmas, but that year she had off. I remember.
She leans back in the chair.
Wow, it was so magical. I'd never seen anything like it. I'm pretty sure I asked him, your grandfather, for this hand-carved wooden reindeer pulling sand in a sleigh. It was so cute. It was my favorite toy in the store.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I did. And I played with it every day that year. I mean, it didn't matter if it was July. I had it out. I was obsessed.
Do you still have it?
No.
Charlie gets up from the chair. She crosses her arms and walks away.
I mean, my mom and I moved around so much. Packing, unpacking. It gets to a certain point where...
She slowly strolls to the front counter.
You have to leave it behind. So...
That would make sense why you'd be so into structure and spreadsheets. And certainly... You always want to be a data analyst?
No. I mean, I was always good with numbers, but... I kind of wanted to be a toy designer.
Really?
Yeah, I'd build things out of popsicle sticks all the time. Once I built this 3-story house, and I sold it at a garage sale in Queens for $10. I was really proud of myself.
It's a great sale. Mm-hmm. Do you still design?
I doodle, yeah.
Okay, well, it's settled then. You gotta show me.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah?
No.
I run a toy store. We can put your product dead center.
We can't do that.
Why not?
Corporate pre-sells its displays for years in advance.
Charlie shakes her head and turns away.
They're just drawings.
For now.
She turns back to Grant and smiles.
Why do you say that?
Because the odds of success as a toy designer are extremely low. I'm talking like 1% low. I have a great job.
Well, somebody's got to do it. Might as well be you. Right?
Okay, let's go. I have to get back to the office.
Charlie turns and slowly walks towards the exit. A large Christmas tree sits outside the head office. Charlie enters the conference room.
Do you have a minute?
Charlie,
I wanted to go over my research of Store 24.
Gertrude sits at the table.
It turns out that this manager goes above and beyond.
Gertrude takes off her glasses.
And I have the hard numbers that prove his bottom line is connected to...
Gertrude twiddles her thumbs.
I really appreciate how thorough you're being.
This is exactly what we need. I mean, we could save all our East Coast stores.
Gertrude avoids eye contact.
Maybe you should come back to the office, just for the time being.
But this is our chance to preserve the in-store experience. I just feel...
We're still figuring out next steps.
Okay, what if we made this a standalone flagship store?
Charlie...
Gertrude stops suddenly.
What did you just say?
A flagship store?
Interesting.
Gertrude shifts and exhales.
You have until Friday.
Thank you.
Grant sweeps the floors at the back of the store. Charlie enters, wearing a long red plaid scarf. Grant leans against the broom.
How's your day?
Charlie puts her purse on the counter. She wrings her hands.
The board's decided to close most of our stores.
What do you mean they're closing the
Charlie store? Steps really forward sorry. Towards Grant.
When did you find out?
Yesterday.
Why didn't you tell me?
I wanted to tell you this morning, but truthfully, I was trying to figure out a plan first.
Grant looks around the store.
Well, I have to tell Marta, I mean.
No, you don't have to tell Marta.
Look, her son goes to college next year. She's been saving up for that. And Ryan's a fantastic employee, and he's going to need help finding a new job. These are people's lives that we're talking about here.
It's not over. I have a meeting with Gertrude on Friday. I'm going to pitch this store as one of their flagship stores. With the success of her store, they would be crazy not to agree to it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they just shut us down by New Year's Eve, right?
They're not gonna close you New Year's Eve.
Charlie avoids eye contact. She looks up.
Then your plan better work.
Grant slowly turns and walks away from Charlie. Daytime view of the Empire State Building.
Steph, we need to make this store not just any store.
Charlie paces the floor of her condo.
It's essential to the success of their company.
Steph pours coffee on the other side of the counter.
We need to make it look like a flagship store.
A large bow is wrapped around the refrigerator.
And they'll see with their own eyes its potential.
That's a great idea.
And then I'll hit them with the numbers.
And bam, they sign on the dotted line.
Exactly.
Charlie looks down at her cue cards.
Hopefully. Look, I think your numbers are going to get you really close to the finish line.
Steph sits on the couch beside the Christmas tree.
Hit it home. Okay, I'm listening.
Charlie sits opposite her.
What do you mean?
Well, I think you need to bring this manager guy into it more. I mean, he's obviously a big reason why that place is so successful.
Charlie gets dreamy eyes. Steph raises her brow.
Stop it! No, I mean, you know, professionally.
Okay, I'm serious though. Focus on what he does differently.
You're right.
Exterior of the Big Teddy Toy Company. Grant finishes dressing the set.
I think it's
bookcases sit either side of an oak mantelpiece.
Something.
She squishes her fingers together.
Down. Yeah, like what?
Like,
she slowly backs away. She fans her hands out.
Like how?
Like you in that elf costume?
No, corporate's not gonna love that idea.
If it won me over, maybe it can win them over too. You never know.
Did I know? I won you over.
Marta and Ryan immediately take notice. Charlie blushes and turns.
I also think we need a Christmas tree.
She places her hands right above here. Her head in a triangle and spins.
Okay. I'll go get one out of the back.
No.
Grant stops and turns.
Grant, a real tree.
Marta and Ryan again take notice.
We can't have a real tree.
Well, the corporate manual wasn't made for emergency SOS save our store by Christmas moments, now was it?
She crosses her arms.
Wow. Look at you go.
She bashfully twists her shoulders.
Marta, we're getting a real Christmas tree. I know just the spot for it.
Grant turns and leads the way. Marta jumps and shakes in excitement. Charlie claps in response. Daytime exterior of a church. Christmas trees for sale.
Grant, we just passed 16 perfectly good trees.
No. Trust me. Good ones are at the back. Follow me.
Grant examines one of the trees.
Is this where you come to get your tree?
Every year. You know, this used to be a lumber yard, actually, when I was a kid.
Grant slowly backs down the aisle of trees.
My grandpa Henry got a start, actually. Pulled long hours, saved up enough, and opened Trinket Town.
Charlie walks closer to Grant.
Can I ask you something?
They walk through the trees.
Why didn't you just reopen Trinket Town?
Well, it turns out banks don't trust kids who have no experience.
But you said your dad was a financial planner. He could have helped.
No, he thought that I should... You know, be doing something more respectable, you know, professional.
Charlie bundles up.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What about now? You have all this experience. You could get a startup loan, no problem.
Well, I mean, I have employees now, and... Okay, part of me thinks that, you know, maybe it wouldn't live up to what it used to be if I was at the wheel. Look, my grandpa was a special guy. I mean, he whittled toys from scrap lumber that he'd find on his lunch breaks. Actually, we could find you some scrap lumber, probably. You could take some home with you.
Are you serious? Why would I take scrap lumber home?
For your toy line.
Oh, well, it's not a toy line, and I don't know how to whittle. I just draw.
Oh, I could help you with that. I still have my grandfather's carving knives.
No, you don't need to do that.
They continue to walk with a tree between them.
Right? I just assumed that they would be wood, not plastic, because hey, you mentioned that you, you know, you love the reindeer so much.
Yeah, that is how I imagined it. Wood, not plastic.
All right, then. Well, you know what that means?
No.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You'd have to show me your sketches.
Charlie smirks.
No.
And they pass with a tree between them again.
I don't know. I don't want to make you do anything that's so...
What, important to you?
Juvenile?
Why do you do
Charlie
that?
Tries to duck behind the tree again.
What?
She throws up her hands in defiance.
Just did it again.
I'm just looking for trees.
Charlie is avoiding.
Making toys is not easy. It's not frivolous or naive. But think about how much toys impacted you when you were a kid. How much they impact you now, even as an adult. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but at the end of the day, it's still a business.
Charlie is surprised.
Product testing.
She wipes the hair from her face.
But you know this stuff. You have experience with this.
I have done a little market research. Things are trending towards nostalgia. And
she ducks behind the tree again.
It is a draw.
See? You're doing it right now.
Are we going to get a tree? We should get a tree, don't you think?
Grant turns to leave, then stops.
I just need to say one more.
He steps closer.
The next time I ask to see your sketches, don't talk yourself out of it. Okay?
Charlie nods, surrendering. Grant smiles and nods. Grant points to the tallest, scraggliest tree on the lot. Charlie heads to the cashier. Grant chuckles. Nighttime of the Empire State, lit up green and red. Charlie sits on her brown sofa in red satin pajamas. She closes the lid to her laptop. She kneels down in front of the coffee table, where her sketchbook awaits. A trio of candles serves as the centerpiece. Charlie begins to flip through the pages. Comes to a blank page. Pauses briefly, then begins to sketch with her pencil. She contently draws on the paper, raising her hands under her chin. She smiles slightly. Interior of the store. Final dressings are being applied to the large tree. Charlie hangs an ornament, then carefully steps back. Grant leads her to the other side of the tree. She looks up and laughs, covering her mouth.
It's nice. No, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Have you thought about using more?
The thick garland is wrapped haphazardly around the tree.
I can basically see my reflection in it.
Yes, that's great.
Hey,
Izzy and Emma enter the store. Charlie gives Emma a huge hug and lifts her up. Izzy approaches Grant.
Did you get the thing that I asked you?
Izzy pulls a small box from behind her back. Grant takes it.
You know, like those little tiny Santa
Emma toys describes with her hands.
I tried to buy one, but Mom said no.
How?
So then I tried to buy one myself, but Mom wouldn't give me a credit card.
Emma turns to look at Izzy.
You know, I kind of understand where she's coming from. She's 9.
And a half.
And still capable of accidentally purchasing 200 of something. I can't pretend.
Emma rolls her eyes. Charlie waves her closer and squats down.
I was thinking about the problem.
Yeah.
And I started to doodle.
Charlie opens her sketchbook. Grant looks over in amazement. It's a sketch of a wooden doll.
This could work for Sally Claus.
It's perfect.
Emma holds the corner of the sketchbook.
Oh, well, they're not toys yet. They're
Emma small. Drops her head in disappointment.
But
I know. I'll use my elf dust to make them real.
Emma races off.
Come on, we gotta go.
She grabs Izzy's hand and runs out of the store. Charlie looks up at Grant.
So, what you got?
She tucks her sketchbook behind her and puts it on the ground. A photographer arrives. She has dark hair and is wearing a dark jacket and black and white pants. The photographer shoots a montage of the staff, some sitting on Santa's chair, even one of Santa. The computer uploads the pictures rapidly. Grant quietly walks up behind Charlie. He startles her. He leans over her shoulder.
That's going great. Just waiting for the last of these photos to upload, and then we should be good to go.
You think it'll work?
I do.
Okay.
He steps back and plays with the box that Izzy gave him earlier.
What's in the box?
Well, I'll show you if you show me your sketches.
Oh, sneaky. I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. No. Yes. I'm trying to make a deal.
Grant places the gift on the desk.
It's a good deal.
Charlie grabs for the box, but Grant stops her. He motions with his finger to see the sketchbook.
Okay.
Charlie grabs her purse, reaches in, and pulls out the sketchbook. She slowly opens it to a specific page. She takes a breath.
They're still a work in
progress. And hands the book to Grant.
So, if you don't like them, you can just be honest as well.
He flips through the pages. There's a duck, a dog, all in traditional wood.
They're supposed to be simple. That's what I was going for. I didn't want to add too many details so that the kids could add the details. You know, inspire imagination. They could create their own worlds and write their own rules.
Grant opens the page to Sally Claus.
Okay, your silence is killing
Charlie steps in and grabs the sketchbook.
I like that.
What?
This just means you care about my opinion.
Of course I care about your opinion. I mean,
Charlie shyly steps away.
You're a professional in the industry.
Right.
Important opinion.
These are incredible.
Really?
You got something really special here.
Charlie takes a step forward and takes the sketchbook from Grant.
Thank you.
She holds it tightly in her arms.
Now.
Grant grabs the box off the desk and presents it to Charlie. She takes the lid off, separates the tissue paper, and looks in amazement.
That's the one you were talking about, right?
How?
She pulls out a small wooden sleigh with a reindeer pulling it.
That's exactly how I remember.
Santa in his red suit.
It's yours. Keep it.
No, I can't keep this. This is from your grandfather.
We made a deal. Fair and square. It's yours, please, keep it.
Why are you being so nice to me? You're supposed to hate corporate minions.
I do. This turns out to be the furthest thing from a corporate minion that I can imagine.
They smile warmly at each other.
Hey,
Grant is interrupted by Charlie's cell phone. It sits beside the camera on the desk.
That's Steph.
Charlie grabs the phone. She slides the laptop off the desk and grabs her purse.
Good luck.
Thanks.
She quickly leaves. Grant notices her sketchbook. He holds it and looks down at it. Aerial daytime view of the Hudson River. The wooden reindeer and Santa sit atop the box it was presented in. Charlie fans herself with her cue cards. Stephanie enters with two cups of coffee. She hands one to Charlie.
Don't. What's Grant gonna do?
Steph takes a seat behind the desk.
So we're on a first name basis now?
Oh, I mean...
Charlie paces.
Yes, we are.
You're rattled.
No, I'm not rattled.
Yes, you are. And you only get rattled when you're really into someone.
Charlie takes a seat on the arm of the couch.
You really...
Steph raises her brows. Charlie smiles and nods.
You know, you and Grant are very similar. Never know when to let up.
Steph laughs and looks down.
Especially about my toy design.
Steph looks up, surprised.
You told him about your toy design?
I did.
Whoa, that's...
Insane. Crazy. Stupid. I know. And I also told him I could save his store. What am I doing?
Charlie throws her hands up.
It's okay.
Steph shuffles in the chair. Charlie stands, wiping the sweat from her brow.
Flagships build brand power through store experience. They are a place for discovery, excitement, connection, and fun.
Perfect.
Making it the perfect location for big teddy toy companies.
Charlie stands at the front of the boardroom. She makes her presentation on a large screen. The board members seem unimpressed.
It's an interesting proposal, but I have concerns with the location.
David leans into Gertrude.
To be a flagship.
Well, I can assure you that this store's reputation continues to spread, and with a larger marketing budget, we can increase traffic significantly.
Gertrude looks down at the desk.
Thank you, Charlie. We'll take it into consideration.
Charlie nods, her blonde hair falling on her mustard-colored shirt.
No. Maybe you should see...
She walks over to Gertrude.
Before making any decisions, there's just something that statistics and spreadsheets can't show you. In fact, they are hosting a holiday party tonight. You and your families should come on down.
Gertrude nods.
What's a great idea. We'll be there.
Fantastic. And we'll see you there.
The board members seem a little uneasy.
Okay.
Store interior. Grant hands Ryan a package.
Return.
Charlie enters the store.
Hey.
Hey. So, how'd it go?
Oh, no, good.
Good?
Yeah, really good. But
what?
The board wants to come here.
What? Here? When?
Tonight.
Tonight?
I kind of told them that we are having a holiday party.
A party? Okay.
I just needed a way to get them in the store so that they could see the potential for themselves. Oh, Grant, I'm so sorry. Are you mad?
No. No, not at all. I'm just trying to figure out where to start.
Oh, great. Yeah, where to start? I want them to feel the magic of the store, you know? It already looks so good.
Yeah, but we want to blow their socks off.
Exactly. Bring in appetizers, maybe desserts.
Oh, I love desserts. Yeah, and we'll put out the arts and crafts table.
Yes, and set up games.
Absolutely, I love games.
We don't have a lot of time.
No.
We need help.
Yes. Okay, I will ask Marta and Ryan if they can stay late, and I'll see if Izzy can bring Emma.
Oh my gosh, that would be perfect.
Because teamwork makes the dream work.
You know it.
Steph makes a grand entrance.
Steph, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, I thought you could use an extra
Charlie gives
hands.
Her a warm hug.
Yes, we can. You are the
She
best.
Walks Steph over to the counter.
Grant, this is Stephanie, my co-worker. Best friend, Bonnie to her Clyde, Louise to her Thelma. Excuse me, I'm Louise, your Thelma.
That's cute. You're 100% Thelma.
I don't think so.
Grant extends his hand.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Anyway.
Charlie turns Steph and points her in the right direction.
Get started over here.
Grant begins to rally the troops. Staff is gathered as Grant goes over the plan. They all applaud. They move shelving units to open space. Marta and the girls bring out the tables. Grant requests Charlie's assistance. They dress the tables with various colored pine cones, tiny chalkboards, and various ornaments. Grant pulls Charlie through the store on a small red wagon as she hands out decorations. Emma brings Charlie the box with the elf dust. She slaps fives with Grant and rides the slide down to the bottom where Izzy awaits. Izzy takes her turn down the green slide. Ryan catches a teddy bear. Grant rides a scooter through the store. Charlie and Steph rifle through the tinsel. Steph catches gifts and helps Charlie stack them. Charlie and Grant tussle with tinsel. Grant helps Emma draw with a giant crayon. Steph, Charlie, and Emma dress the tables. Charlie emerges from the slide with a wreath and hands it to Grant, who's standing on top. They carry large candles through the candy cane curtains and emerge from the slide carrying large red bows. Charlie examines their work in the green apron. The entire staff applaud their hard work and efforts. Dusk falls over the New York cityscape. Charlie places a few last presents under the large tree.
Hey.
Almost done. You get that?
Charlie stands to face Grant. She's wearing a beautiful red form-fitting dress. Grant is stunned.
Wow. You look,
a little less corporate.
She wears a tiny necklace and large gold earring.
It's so personal, right? I mean, it's the board after all.
Yeah, you look beautiful. It's perfect.
Thanks. What do you got there?
Grant looks down into his hand. He hands it to Charlie. The box is wrapped with a large silver bow.
I snuck a peek at your sketches, and this isn't quite as good as what you drew, but I think it's close.
Charlie looks down and slowly removes the bow. She lifts the lid, revealing Santa and Sally Claus. She looks up at Grant.
You made these?
Yeah, I used my grandfather's carving knives. I hope you don't mind.
Charlie steps in and gives Grant a warm, long hug. Her eyes close.
You gotta stop giving me presents.
Yeah, I can't promise that.
They move in closer, ready to kiss.
Are you ready for tonight?
Charlie backs away.
Yeah. You?
She brushes her hair from her face.
Put this somewhere safe.
Okay.
Grant smiles widely. Turns to look at Charlie. Exterior of the Big Teddy Toy Company. Inside, Santa is taking pictures with the kids. He put their letters into the mailbox. A young lady walks by with a classical guitar. Gertrude has her hair down and is wearing a beautiful gray dress. The other board members socialize. Clink glasses. Grant walks through the crowd with a white teddy in his hands. Even David appears to be enjoying himself. Gertrude smiles from ear to ear and gives a wave. Emma shakes a snow globe at the table. Izzy approaches Grant from behind.
Hey, how you doing? Having fun?
Yeah. So?
She motions to Charlie and wiggles her brows.
Well, that's more complicated.
Just ask her out and see what she says. If it all falls apart, then so be it. But if it works out...
Charlie turns to David.
Great job.
Charlie is surprised.
Very impressive.
Thank you, David.
David nods, and Gertrude offers her a cheers. The young lady plays Christmas carols for the children.
Hi. What do you think?
I think it looks like you flew Santa in right from the North Pole.
They gaze at Santa on the chair.
But seriously, tonight is incredible, Charlie. Win, lose, or draw, you should be really proud of yourself. You laid it all on the line.
Charlie nods.
Yeah, I guess I did.
Steph exhales.
So, are you finally going to tell him how you feel, or am I going to have to do it for you?
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, I most certainly would. Stephanie.
Gertrude joins them at the table.
I'll leave you.
Balloons and appetizers as the centerpiece.
Charlie,
yes.
Lovely evening.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you're enjoying yourself.
Gordon and I are very excited about some of the ideas you put forward.
Great.
Charlie crosses her hands over her heart.
Your pitch was spot on. And what you've done tonight has proven that a flagship store is the answer we've been looking for.
Really?
David has connected the board with a great location in Las Vegas that I think will really carry the sales we're looking for.
Las Vegas? I thought we were...
I know it's unexpected. It's all been happening very quickly. But you have done some great work here, Charlie. And I would love to sit down with you and talk next steps.
Charlie looks away and over at Grant.
A lot of opportunities I think you'd be great for. Anyway, we're pulling the team together for a meeting in the morning. We can talk then.
Gertrude taps her on the shoulder.
Thank you for a wonderful evening.
Thank you for coming.
Charlie begins to well up. She swallows hard, fighting back the tears. She turns and walks away. Grant exits the store. He looks around the front, and he notices Charlie.
There you are. Couldn't find you.
She nods yes, no.
They've decided that Vegas is a better place for our flagship store.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Charlie turns to avoid eye contact.
I should have known.
I mean, the odds were never in our favor, and...
I should never have trusted Corporate.
Maybe it's not all bad. I mean, I could get you a really great severance package.
Look, if you think I care about a severance package, then clearly you don't know me.
Charlie is slightly offended.
I meant you could use it to reopen Trinket Town. It's your dream.
What about you? What about your toy line?
I don't have a toy line, Grant.
Okay, you want me to trust and believe in my dreams, but you're not willing to admit what yours are?
Yeah, I'm not you.
You don't have to be.
I'm not spontaneous and playful and magical. I'm a data analyst for a reason.
Why do you think you chose to work at a toy company? Just take the leap.
I can't. It's not me. I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Charlie turns and walks away. Grant looks on, disappointed. Daytime exterior as the snow falls on New York. Inside the toy store, Grant gathers the staff. He wears a green sweater and a white t-shirt.
There's no easy way to say this, I'm just going to say.
The staff is lined up.
Corporate has decided that it would be a good idea to close all their stores.
Marta is shocked.
Now, I know this comes as a shock.
Emma turns, surprised. Izzy sighs heavily.
You know what? I'm going to help each and every single one of you stay on your feet. I promise you that, okay?
Ryan looks around nervously.
If you have any questions at all, anything, do not hesitate to call me, write me, text me, show up at my front door, okay? Outside these four walls, you're still my team. That's it.
Ryan is the first to return back to his duties. The rest of the staff follow. Grant approaches Ryan.
I'm gonna find you something, all right?
Ryan nods.
Awesome. Yeah.
Grant slaps him on the shoulder. He slowly strolls over to Marta.
Marta.
Marta slowly turns and looks up to Grant.
I am so sorry.
It's not your fault.
Marta moves closer and grabs Grant around the waist.
We always do.
Grant nods.
Yeah.
Marta walks past him. Emma sits by the wrapped gifts, her arms crossed. She looks to Grant. He steps closer to Izzy.
Just wanted you to hear from me.
Emma runs and gives Grant a huge hug. She wipes the hair from her face.
It's gonna be all right, Em, okay?
But I don't understand. We all made elf dust wishes.
I know.
I'll talk to her. You okay?
Grant slowly stands.
Not really,
he puts his hands on his hips.
Well, there's always Trinket Town.
Come on, aren't you two?
We both know when we were kids, you always wanted to run that place.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. Especially considering one of the largest toy chains in the country just closed all their stores.
No, it doesn't. And yes, the world is changing fast, but you've always found a way to set yourself apart. You did it for this store, you can do it again.
Maybe.
Look, I get it. When I first adopted Emma, you don't think I was nervous? I was terrified. I was worried that no matter how much I loved her, I'd never be able to give her a traditional family.
You're a fantastic mom.
I try, but she's got you and everyone else here.
Grant turns to look at Emma.
And we made our own family.
She plays at a table with Ryan.
But I never would have known how amazing this turned out if I hadn't given it a chance.
Grant nods in agreement.
I get what you're saying. But... this wouldn't be the same, you know?
You gotta stop putting Grandpa on that pedestal. He was just a guy who loved kids and wanted to create a place that would inspire them. Sounds like someone I know.
Izzy taps him on the shoulder as she walks by. Exterior Central Park, the snow falls. Exterior of Charlie's condo.
For the first time since I've known you,
Charlie sits on the couch.
You were after something you believed in. And just because it didn't
Steph grabs her purse.
Exactly how you had hoped doesn't mean you haven't been the happiest I've ever seen.
She quickly turns to Steph.
That's not failure. That's growth.
You really think so?
Yes, absolutely.
Charlie sits with a red blanket over her legs.
It's not even taking into account all of this.
Steph sits on the end of the couch. She grabs the gift box containing Santa and Sally Claus.
Grant made them.
He made these? Wow. You've got this guy hooked.
Not anymore. You should have seen him look at me, Steph. Just disappointment in every way imaginable.
Steph puts the box back.
Fair. You worked really hard to save that store.
He wasn't even disappointed about the store. He wants me to quit my job and focus on the toy line full time.
Stephanie smiles wide.
I think that's a great idea.
Charlie shakes her head. Steph nods.
You could start online and in a few small stores with very little risk to you.
You really think I could do it?
Absolutely. You're my Thelma.
I'm your Louise. You're my Thelma. I don't know. I was just a kid when I dreamed of being a toy designer.
Stop. You've wanted this since you were a kid. There's a big difference. Just because something doesn't seem practical doesn't mean you can't do it. You're allowed, even if you think you're too grown up. Now, grab a donut and your bag. We are going to be late for work.
Steph stands,
go.
Grabs Charlie by the hand, and pulls her up off the couch.
Yeah.
Interior boardroom.
We will be shuttering all our East Coast stores after Christmas, just in time to launch our Vegas flagship store in the new year. Any questions, you know where to find me.
Charlie sits forward, grabs her laptop, and promptly leaves. David pushes his chair back and chases after Charlie. She exits the boardroom.
Hey. Charlie.
She stops and turns.
I'm sorry about store 24.
Yeah, me too.
It was a good call with the flagship angle. That was smart.
Thank you. You certainly ran with it.
And I saw an opportunity and I did what I thought was best.
For who?
Look, Charlie, I know you've gotten close to these people, but don't take it personally. All right, it's just business.
Maybe it shouldn't be.
Just stick with the numbers, Charlie. That's what you're good at.
David walks past Charlie. Charlie stands at the counter, deep in contemplation. Daytime exterior New York. A massive Christmas tree sits between the buildings.
I'll talk to you soon.
Gertrude hangs up the phone call.
Do you have a moment?
Charlie stands in her office door. She enters with her laptop in hand.
Board and I have just been discussing personnel shifts.
Charlie rounds the corner of the table.
So excited about the work you're doing, and we're wondering
takes
how
a seat.
You feel about becoming VP of data processing.
Gertrude smiles warmly.
Wow.
We'd move you to an office in Vegas. I think you'd be a perfect fit.
Thank you.
Gretchen nods.
But I have to say no.
She's shocked and surprised.
I want to design toys. I already do, actually. And I want to do it full time. I'm so sorry.
Don't you apologize. Do what you want. And whatever that is, I know it'll be terrific.
Gertrude smiles.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Charlie exits the boardroom area and approaches her office. Steph races up behind her, holding two massive donuts.
So? I did it. I quit. What?
Charlie grabs Steph and holds her in a warm embrace. She covers her mouth with her hands and takes one of the donuts from Steph. They cheer and take a bite. Daytime, New York cityscape. Emma is furnishing the large dollhouse. She turns back. Izzy is reorganizing some shelves. Emma continues her interior decorating. She places a small vanity. She twists her braid in her hand.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah, honey?
Is the elf dust really magic?
Well, why do you ask that?
Because none of the wishes I made this year came true. Well,
just because it didn't come true right away doesn't mean it won't.
Izzy slowly walks towards her and squats down.
Why is Christmas Eve already?
I know, honey.
Charlie comes running to the front door.
Oh, hey, Charlie.
She wears a long orange coat and holds the gift box in her hands.
I came to give you something.
What is it?
She presents it to Emma.
Open it.
Emma lifts the lid, revealing Santa and Sally Claus.
No way.
They're my first prototypes. Hand-carved by your very own Uncle
She excitedly holds them up in her hand.
I saw. It's amazing.
They're just like your drawing.
I designed them for you. for your Santa house.
Thank you so much.
Charlie gives Emma a huge hug.
See, Mom? This is Santa, and he's like Uncle G. And this is Sally Claus. He's just like you. She's in charge of all the elves. And I'm Rudolph, obviously.
Obviously.
She places the Claus siblings in the house.
Charlie, you have no idea how much this means to us. Truly, Emma is a great kid. I couldn't think of anyone better to try my new toy line out on. Wait, so you don't work for Big Teddy Toy Company anymore?
Emma turns.
I think I'm gonna need some more candy cane bark. Only if it's on the house this time.
Izzy smiles slyly. Emma closes the door to the Santa house. Exterior of the Christmas store. A red pickup and black SUV sit in the parking lot. Interior of the store. The shelves are stocked and the store is lit. Candles burn on the counter. Charlie has her hand behind her back. Grant is hanging the Trinket Town sign.
I think you should go here, by the cow.
She leans against the counter. Grant lowers the sign and smiles. Grant smiles and places the sign down. He walks towards Charlie. She walks towards him.
How'd you know I was here?
She pulls out the Christmas bark from behind her back.
Another bride.
She holds it out in front of her. Grant accepts.
Think she'd be upset if I started selling this stuff here?
Does that mean what I think it means?
Drink it down. Coming soon.
I'm so happy for you, and it looks amazing in here.
Marta and Ryan are gonna help me after the holidays. Well, let me tell you what I'm doing.
Grant places the peppermint bark on a display case.
Right back there, it's going to be a permanent craft.
The Santa chair sits centerpiece.
That's going to stay out year-round. Going to turn it into the new bulk mill.
Charlie wears a white turtleneck dress and beige belt.
Wall out and put in a new and improved play area. No corporate displays allowed, of course.
Oh, obviously.
Charlie turns.
Charlie. I'm sorry. I have felt terrible since you left. I shouldn't have pushed you so hard to quit your job. I was just really...
Right? You're right. I quit my job. I was so terrified to admit that I wanted to design toys, and you? Well, you just took it seriously right from the beginning.
She smiles.
You're amazing, Grant.
Grant gently places his hands on her neck. And they kiss.
I'm serious, though. I don't have a job anymore, so if you have shelf space for a newbie, I'd be super appreciative.
Remember that elf dust story I told?
Of course. The green and red tights were really unforgettable.
I wished for this. You and me.
You didn't.
I did.
And they kiss again. End credits roll.